Hebrews chapter 8. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum: we have such a high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle, which Yahshua pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, therefore it is of necessity that this man should have something also to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, seeing there are priests who offer gifts according to the law, who serve to the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished by Elohim when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mount. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, the days come, says Yahshua, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I did not regard them, says Yahshua. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahshua. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a Elohim, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not each teach his neighbor, and each his brother, saying, Know Yahshua, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their iniquities I will remember no more. In that, he says, a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decays and grows old is ready to vanish away.